spokesman for the vegetable kingdom will rise and address the court concerning the advantages to Molecule X of joining this classification. With handy allusions to paleontology, plant psychology, stems and flowers, roots and fruits, and outstanding examples of horticulture and botany, if he's got me.
I doubt that X shall ever see an atom lovely as a tree. Why, nothing has got quite the charm of the most ordinary palm, with coffee beans and turpentine, and grapes which make imported wine. And as for molds and types of fungus, we have some noted ones among us. Penicillin is a spore, noble beyond metaphor. Life is earnest, life is sweet, for the common sugar beet. Cotton, spinach, hemp and hop, one could really never stop singing vegetary praise for years and months and weeks and days.
Well, X says that trees are chopped for wood and that he sees no special good in being a beet which people eat. X says a palm, though fine in Maine, can come to harm in a hurricane. The grape's a curse, since drinking is evil, and cotton is worse for the boll weevil. X does not wish to look for trouble. It's not his dish, the vegetable.
For a molecule that's supposed to be meek, the choosy Mr. X has a lot of cheek. Step down, vegetable. Let mineral speak.
The spokesman for the mineral kingdom will address the court concerning the advantages to Molecule X of joining this classification, with allusions to metallurgy, gypsum, filiform silver, motor cars, liquor bars, pickle jars, and manganese. Please.
Now, the way that X can best ensure his choice of substance will endure is to stop his flopping about and settle down to being a respectable metal. Oh, fiddly-dee, fiddly-dum, yum-yum, oh boy, aluminum. If he likes the work of Byron, he can be the iron in irony.
That sounds to me like pure, unalloyed non sequitur.
If he wishes to be a worker, he can serve in a column of mercury. And if he'd rather be gay and giddysome, there's radium, uranium, iridium. All tantalum, tungsten, talcum, tin, ipsy, pipsy, bitters, and gin, alto, saxon, copper, tax, rax, and rax, parax, parax, merrily, barely, chili by gin, triple, zinc, and kaolin.
Team. Are these football yells necessary?
Yes, sir. Very.
Well, what do they mean?
Well, amphibolsphine and pyroxene, being amygdaloidally idiochromatic, may create a stalactitic static, affecting the skeletal speed.
Mm-hmm.
On this, the experts are fully agreed.
Well, that clears it up very well indeed. Proceed.